How to Meditate Effectively. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with How to Meditate Effectively. Everyone would like to know how to meditate effectively because we think a lot, and we have a lot of thoughts that go through our mind. We have a lot of ideas that go through our mind, and all these thoughts and ideas that are going through our mind, we wonder, well, where do they fit into my life? Where do they fit into what I'm doing? And as these thoughts go through our mind, we say, is that a thought that I really want to bring about in my life? Is that a thought that I really want to experience? Is that the thought I really want to know about? And so then we sort of pay attention to our thoughts. We pay attention to the things that are going on in our mind. We pay attention to the things that are going on in our consciousness. And we think to ourselves, how very interesting. But how do I meditate effectively, I say to myself? Well, I meditate effectively by paying attention to the thoughts that go on in my mind. Now, what thoughts go on in my mind? Well, many wonderful thoughts. Thoughts that tell me I should do this and that, and I should live this way and live that way, and I should accomplish things this way and accomplish things that way. I'm just always on top of everything. You know, that's what my thoughts are. And I say to myself, well, that's really not really what I want to do. I don't really want to worry about what's going on in the world. I don't want to really worry about what my family are doing. I don't want to really worry what my job is doing and what my work is doing, what my life is doing. I don't want to really worry about them. How do I meditate effectively when all these things just keep popping up in my mind? And they're not things that I want to meditate about. I want to meditate about something that's gentle and peaceful and harmonious and happy for me. Well, okay. Gentle consistency is tremendously important in my meditation. When I have gentle consistency in my thought, I have a thought I'd like to just meditate on, and the thought I'd like to meditate on, let's say the thought is of love. I want to love my world a little better. I've been a little bit anxious lately. I've been a little bit uptight about how things have been going and how my family have been acting and how I've been acting and how people in my world have been acting toward me. I'm just a little uptight about it, and I don't know what to do because I don't want to be angry about it. I don't want to be mean about it. I don't want to be demanding about it. I just want to be loving. Now, what do I do? Well, then I think to myself, all right, I will just have gentle consistency in my thought about being loving. Now, how am I going to be loving? How am I going to think loving thoughts? You see, how to meditate effectively, this is done by how I think about my thoughts. Okay? Now, the thought comes to me that if there was a little more love in the world, things would be a little more harmonious. And then the thought comes to me, if there were a little more love in the world, things would be a little more harmonious. And then the thought comes to me, if there were a little more love in the world, things would be a little more harmonious. And then the thought comes to me, and it begins with me. All right. So, if there were a little more love in the world would be a little more harmonious. So I begin to put a little more love in the world. How do I put more love in the world when I look at the world and I see all this confusion going on? I see the confusion of my family. I see how they are not getting along with each other and how they're having struggles and how they're making me feel uptight whenever I come around them. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And I say, well, this is not very effective meditation. And then the little voice within me says, oh, it is. This is very effective meditation. Because you're meditating on having love in the world. You're meditating on effectively meditating. Now, what did you just say in your meditation to yourself about your family? That they were having a little unhappiness with each other? Okay. Are you part of that unhappiness, or are you part of the solution to that unhappiness. Well, I must say, they get me uptight too. Well, then gentle consistency lets you release and relax and reveal the harmony that you'd like in your family. So you go around to each member of your family, and mentally you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you don't have to say it out loud, but you just say it mentally, I love you, consistently, with a gentleness and a love, I love you, I love you. And, you know, they have ambassadors of goodwill, and they have people who just go around and are so gentle and so loving that wherever they go, they bring with them love and peace and harmony. And you know, I can do that. You can do that. How do I meditate effectively? I meditate effectively by listening to the divine in me giving me all these great ideas. I listen to the divine in me opening up the doorway that is the most effective way for me to accomplish the goal that I would like to achieve. So in my meditation I say, I would have peace in my family. And then the thought comes to me, this is effective meditation, the thought comes to me, I am the peace in my family. But argumentatively you say to yourself, I didn't cause that problem, I'm not the irritating one, I'm not the one who goes around looking for trouble, I'm not the one who, well, are you the one who goes around looking for peace? Are you the one who goes around looking for love in your family? That inner voice speaks to us and just puts it right where it belongs. And we say, well, can you do that? Can you be an ambassador of peace and love in the family? Everyone is so mean, everybody's so argumentative, but can you be the method of peace and love? Well, I can try. Well, you meditate effectively by listening as you meditate, by listening as you turn to that divine center and follow what it says. And as you do that, then you release the problem, you relax your own attitudes, and you reveal your choice of what you are looking for. Happiness, love, and peace in the family. How to meditate effectively? Just to listen and follow what the divine says to you. But I'm not really meditating. I'm not really being quiet. And I'm not really being... Oh, yes, you are. Because your heart is full of the desire for your family to have peace and harmony. Your heart is full of the desire for your world to be filled with joy and balance and goodness. And your heart is filled with this, and so naturally, that's what you're meditating on. And naturally, you just release the problem. You relax and let go and let the divine in you reveal itself. And as the divine reveals itself, you do the right thing in the right way, and all is in perfect balance and perfect peace. How to meditate effectively? You just are gentle in your consistent thought. You release the problem. You relax and you reveal all that is good and all that is divine and wonderful. And you do that right now because that's all that matters. Meditation is not a very difficult thing. But the difficult thing is, when are we going to stop and listen and let the divine in us show us the way and then follow the way that we're showed? Yes. Relax. Reveal it. After you've released the problem. Life is filled with solutions. And you and I, we are the harbinger of those solutions. We are the ones who bring forth those solutions. We are the ones who bring forth the happiness, the peace, and the joy in the world that we are. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.